This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
All right, folks, we're into overdrive. I'm going to kill the music. I want to have the maximum amount of time to finish it with Pachinik. You understand, selfishly, I'm going to ask some of my own questions here, but you heard the questions I asked as we were going to break. Dr. Pachinik, go ahead.
The basic bottom line is that the congressmen and senators, particularly the Senate from New York, their attempt, whether it's willingly or unwillingly, is to degrade our capability in the military. Civilians feel very threatened by the strength of our military. They always have, but our military is much stronger, a lot smarter than these congressmen and senators. Many of our generals have PhDs, masters. I mean, Keith Alexander had 4 masters. General Petraeus had a PhD. So these senators are very low in terms of the intellectual gravitas, where you have commanders who are literally in action. And I've warned our commanders that if they continue to appear before Congress and Senate and go over this nonsensical issue of sexual harassment, where now our own soldiers have to wear high heel shoes in order to feel what it feels like to be a woman, that's degrading. But it's really...
By the way, if you're a new listener, they made them wear ruby red slippers.
Correct.
I mean, this is just mental illness.
Well, it's not only mental illness. There should be defiance within the rank and just throw out the generals or female generals or male generals who insist on it. This is inappropriate. It's a command and control issue. It's not acceptable. The second thing is where the CIA, a civilian unit, has created troubles, like in ISIS, like Iraq, with Bush Jr. and Cheney, where they were not able to complete their own task, where it was an inappropriate task to attack Iraq. Iraq was created. ISIS was created from the generals who escaped, thanks to Jerry Bremer, who was an inept individual, part of Opus Dei, a man who was never qualified for this, and demilitarized the Iraqi army. Now they have a unit of the Iraqi army, which attracted Sunnis, and then in turn our military has to go in and clean out what the CIA made a mistake. That is a history that has gone on for 30 years. I've worked with both the CIA and our military intelligence. For the most part, our CIA has left a legacy of ashes, as Eisenhower has repeated, and the military's had to clean it up, be it Vietnam, be it ISIS, be it Iraq, Yemen, Somalia. And so now we have an internal fight that goes between the civilians and the military. It will go on for quite a while, but we can no longer have...
And the civilians are going to put the military in roles to make them the bad guys, just
Correct.
Like they're going to put cops in the roles to make them the bad guys.
Correct.
You've got to be sophisticated enough to see that it's these different agencies that want to discredit what they see as the old original American institutions, the military and local governments.
Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, the prosecutor, the African-American woman, Prosecutor Mosby at Baltimore, who said that we're going to find justice. I mean, she was absurd, because I happen to know the difference between a switchblade and a regular knife, and I happen to have had properties in Baltimore 30 years ago, and I had to give them up, because Baltimore was the same problem 30 years ago that it has now. So it has not improved. It's not a matter of justice. It's a matter of competency.
She also was going on stage with Prince, promising to persecute the police. And I'm not defending the police state, but I mean, you don't have prosecutors like a rock star because she's prosecuting
Correct.
Someone. It's crazy.
Correct. And Prince is totally inappropriate. It's the issue of African American versus white is not appropriate. Obama should have cut this off quickly. I think we have an attorney general who's quite good, Lynch, who will not get into this problem, and we can solve it. I think we have an FBI director, Comey, who defied Bush Jr. before, and I think that's going
sure.
well. And we have a general who's defied the president's orders. So we have people who are really Americans who defy what the orders are, but do it quietly, and then retaliate through guys like Seymour Hersh. And that's definitely a retaliation against the Clinton.
Why are, in closing, we only got 45 seconds. Why are they making such a big deal out of Jade Helm? I mean, we just mentioned it as an aside, and they're like chickens with their heads cut off. What's going on?
I have no idea. They just pick a particular individual for Jade Helm. But the truth is, the far greater story is the story of our economy as it moves forward, and China and Europe and Russia are going down. So that's
sure, sure. Have. I talked to the governor's chief of staff today, and he said, look, we're just ignoring Jade Helm and trying to go ahead with the economy.
You just go ahead with the economy, and that's what your people have to understand, and keep on doing the great work.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Pachinik, for your perspective. SteveePachinik.com, Alex Jones. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. It's going to be big. 7 o'clock tonight. Tell your friends and family, tune in. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Thank you all for your support. All right, that's it for this live transmission.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now a global story from Der Spiegel to the Financial Times of London to the Times of Tokyo. Texas bristles at Obama's invasion. I talked to the governor's chief of staff this morning, Mr. Hodge. I'll be telling you a little bit about that coming up towards the end of the hour. There's also this big controversy from Breitbart to ABC News saying that I chickened out and would not show up to a debate with this week Stephanopoulos' show, which is just ridiculous. I mean, no one that's a listener believes that. It's all part of the deception of these people. A tissue of lies. Speaking of tissue of lies, the big news today is twofold. ISIS is saying imminent terror attack in London. That exclusive breakdown is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be talking to him in just one moment. So there is a lot to go over today. But if you go back to May 2nd, 2011, to Infowars.com, we're reposting this right now as we speak. Exclusive: Bin Laden dead, hoax exposed. Alex Jones, May 2nd, 2011, the day after Obama on May Day launched his socialist hoax, and that video has 1,071,819 views. You go to the next day, and there's a breakdown. And then the next week, May 11th, proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie, 911,000 views with Rob Dew and myself. Then Cy Hirsch begins to correspond with this office, with one of our investigative reporters via email, asking us questions about our Navy SEAL contacts. A few weeks later, he writes stories for the New Yorker magazine. Paul Watson wrote about the story. Cy Hirsch, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist slams pathetic U.S. media for failing to challenge White House. That's September 27, 2013, roughly 2 years later. Today, Cy Hirsch comes out, and it's all over the international news. Hirsch, the White House is lying about the killing of Osama bin Laden, who reportedly died in 2011. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play some clips from our breakdown of this 4 years ago, the day after it happened, and compare that to now what Cy Hirsch is saying. Talking to Paul Watson over the phone today about writing an article about this, I won't even talk over the telephone about my sources. This is very dangerous. Just want you to know that. This isn't a game. And this is the kind of stuff you get killed for. The good news is a lot of these Navy SEAL families are now public, not just telling us privately or telling my family things privately. I had this from multiple sources, myself and through family in the military. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. But they killed those SEALs in that helicopter. They got rid of them. That's when the family, a few months later, started going public. I was sought out. Some of the families we had on later, and they concurred. They said, yes, the word is that bin Laden had already died of kidney failure in 2002. And this is what you heard from insiders like Pachinik and others as well. Steve Pachinik, Council on Foreign Relations. And that there was a bin Laden double in a Pakistani safe house, basically on house arrest, a half mile from their main national military headquarters. And there was no firefights, no nothing. The SEALs were sent in, and they killed the double. They began to question it with this body on board the helicopter. One helicopter was blown up trying to get rid of the SEALs to confuse things. And then they had to get rid of the rest of the team that was sent in a few months later with a helicopter that was set up to go into the ambush and to be blown up as well. And I was told directly by Navy SEALs, I'm just going to stop right there, that they knew there was a bomb on board. And their superiors were telling them, oh, Al-Qaeda must have gotten a bomb on board at your base. So I broke all this down. In fact, when I learned this, I shot a video in my car leaving the meeting. I was so concerned. And that video is up on Infowars.com. And you notice now, I told you the Situation Room video was fake. I told you they didn't have live feeds. I told you that it was all scripted. I told you that there was no burial at sea. And then they court-martialed over 100 people on the boat who've gone public and said there was no burial. It was all fake. Stratford emails got hacked. Stratford for the CIA was on the job trying to discredit me. They did that with a Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration move, having their operatives claim that I work for them. to cover the fact they were trying to bring me down. I mean, I live a cloak and dagger life, and I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking for revolution. I just want my republic back. I want my Bill of Rights back. I want due process back. I don't want special interest hijacking the country, shining us on to tens of trillions of dollars that aren't our debt, and sinking the republic. And there's all these enemy programs trying to misrepresent who we are and what we say because the government listens to us. Good people in the military, in the Congress, in the state houses, listen. You got everybody from Rand Paul to Ted Cruz to Chuck Norris to Governor Abbott coming out and agreeing with me and saying, yes, there's a takeover of our military. They're being developed for a mission against the patriots. Louis Gohmert said it, the congressman, Chuck Norris, you name it. That's why we have a concern, because they admit the main mission training is shifting to domestic. And on the Jade Helm website, they admit that it's about conquering human domain, sociology, anthropology, to understand their future adversary. That's what they're training for, America. Of course it has dual use. But that's what's happening, and we're forcing a debate about it. So I'll break all this down coming up. I've said this many times, I'm in over my head. And we're all in over our heads. I mean, there's no way to track all of this. Now, I do want to get the article up on InfoWars.com as a featured story. I came in before the show, and it was about 45 minutes ago. I gave the directive to flashback our articles and our videos from day one, from day two, to be technical. I need to get those up on InfoWars.com. And then I need to get it tweeted out to everybody on the Cy Hirsch front. But you notice, over and over again, this continues to unfold and happen. And it is live now. Flashback. Seymour Hersh. The Bin Laden raid, one big lie. And if you scroll down more, into the article, you can see the videos that we shot on May 2nd, 2011, breaking it all down. And we specifically need to put those out as their own story. I mean, we just continue to call everything, and we're digging through all the videos. We're going to add the Navy SEAL family interviews, the names of who they say the body double was. We have it all. We know what happened from the Navy SEALs. They weren't able to kill. We're going to skip this network break because this information is so important. We take you now live to London, England, with our UK correspondent and editor-at-large of InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, I tell you, we keep talking about things accelerating, intensifying, with the expanded EU treaties, the TPP treaty. We've got major news on that. So much is happening. But first off, ISIS is a real Western-funded terror brigade. We know a SWAT, MI6, protected the head of the London bombing attack. It's following the same MO. They're showing photos and more of bombs, saying they're preparing to attack England, imminent attacks. Again, this is synthetic terror, but nevertheless real. From my view, we just saw what happened up in Dallas, in the suburb, Garland. Paul Joseph Watson from London, on the ground, joining us via audio Skype from the ground. What do you have to report for us?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, basically Twitter has exploded over the last couple of hours, with three individuals in particular threatening directly an attack on London, naming the actual targets, posting pictures of suicide belts, BB bombs, nail bombs, and saying that they're going to hit London with this hashtag London attack. That's important. People may say, oh, well, this is just some idiots on Twitter. 15 minutes before the Garland attack last week, Texas attack, that hashtag was tweeted out by an individual linked to the attack. And Twitter only suspended that account the day after. These three individuals that are tweeting out these threats, since our story went up, only one of them has been suspended. One of them, another one, has blocked me. So I don't know whether his account's been suspended or not. It appears to be still be up. And then there's another one who is still active. And as Twitter suspends these accounts, new ones just keep popping up in their place. So they're brazenly out there on Twitter, these jihadists linked to ISIS, saying they're going to use suicide belts, nail bombs, to attack specific locations in London. They name Paddington Underground Station. They name Covent Garden, which is a popular tourist area in central London.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We started arming the so-called moderate Syrian rebels. François Hollande, the French president, admitted recently that he broke EU embargo laws to arm those rebels illegally before any of that happened. So we know it was already going on before that. Now we have reports, thousands of jihadists traveling from European countries into Syria and Iraq to join ISIS. And, of course, thousands more are remaining here, and they're going to be the ones that are carrying out these attacks.
It is a worldwide jihad directed by the globalist. And when it's all done, they'll be given the Middle East as their reward to Saudi Arabia. And the globalists will be given the West, who they've protected from the very terrorist that they helped wind up and release in our society. I mean, it's crystal clear. And I go back to 2.5 years ago when Senator Paul and Senator Cruz, following our lead and our listeners' lead, I've got to brag, folks, it was us again, just like Jade Hellman initiated the international debate. We forced, and the military joined us in tweeting out thousands of images with military, including non-commissioned officers and officers, holding up their pieces of paper saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. I will not fight for jihadis. I will not fight to do this. I will not be their air force. So now they just rebranded as ISIS and Islamic State. They've launched all these attacks, and I have predicted more than 500 times what is now happening. I have literally just left signposts up and red flags to the thousand winds. All of this ad nauseum until everyone was sick of hearing it. And now it appears that they are going to let these people launch this attack and then basically take our basic liberties. So we need, again, to have the military on Jade Helm and all of it come out and say, with signs they're holding up, we know Jade Helm is about going after the Tea Party. We need to expose it. And again, they want to use the military to say, how dare you be against the military? No, we're not against the military. We're against a mission that's unconstitutional. Shifting gears, Paul, I want to go back into Al-Qaeda with their new name, because the public wasn't scared of Al-Qaeda anymore. So now they're supposedly killing all their leadership in the last few months to give us the new bunch of the new generation of Al-Qaeda. Same flag, same people, same funders. This time, though, it's a real proxy army. But what do you make of the Jade Helm coverage now going into the stratosphere? I mean, Bill Maher, The Daily Show, it's everywhere. And what does it sound to you, the story I told you, how I said, no, I'll only do live. Okay, you can do live. Well, now it's not live. We'll pick you up 3 hours before showtime to tape it. And I say no. They don't respond back and then send a car 12 minutes before. I mean, what does that sound like to you?
Well, it sounds like they either screwed up or did it deliberately. But the thing about Jade Helm is, you know, where is the left? Most of this, you know, most of these demonization campaigns are coming from the left, people like John Stewart and others, who suddenly seem to not give a damn about militarization of police, martial law. There are several articles today stating that, you know, they were really up in arms after Bush began to take steps with the National Guard to turn that into more of a domestic law enforcement unit. Now it's a total conspiracy theory that cannot possibly happen under Obama. So there's no concern whatsoever from the left about this. And in fact, now they're, you know, bringing up the conspiracy theorist trope to downplay any concern about this, when we know that it's also dual purpose. If you flip the Jade Helm map around to the side, this is also about occupying countries not only in the Middle East, but also in Eastern Europe as we build up for this new
Cold
War.
That's right. It fits perfectly over Eastern Europe. It fits perfectly over the Middle East. Everything the globalists do is multifaceted. That's why they call it mastering the human domain. And then we go look at all those events on C-SPAN and other platforms, and it's an admission of the total takeover of the entire world, the main enemy, though, being veterans, gun owners, and others. And that's the problem that John Stewart and Stephanopoulos and all of them have, is that everybody who's informed has read the mainstream media's press saying, thank God the Pentagon's training to take on gun owners. Thank God they're training to take on the Tea Party and veterans. Thank God the IRS is auditing and arresting people who are conservatives. See, they have a problem. MSNBC goes on the air. I've seen it three times, and I barely monitor them. I've actually seen it live three times, them praise the IRS persecuting. I mean, these people are flaming totalitarians. And so everybody knows this is happening who has a brain. And it transcends right-wing or left-wing, Paul. I think they've jumped the shark on this.
Well, look at how the left reacted to Syria. Look at how they reacted to Libya. They were gung-ho for those humanitarian interventions. Now we have U.S. troops training Syrian rebels. Still, this came out just last week, to, quote, fight ISIS, when the majority of those rebels went and joined Jabhat al-Nusra.
Stay there. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, that's mainstream news, but we said 4 years ago. See, everything we say, it just keeps coming true because it was already true. We know what we're talking about.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It was the great American humorist, Mark Twain, who said, "Loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it." If Mark Twain were alive today, I think he would quickly conclude that loyalty to our government lost its due right after 9/11.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. Look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press at one of your little drills you had. and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame.
We have a Congress that has an approval rating that is no longer detectable by current technology. A growing public awareness that the war of drugs has been manufactured by the CIA and organized by the DEA.
If you want to collect content on the American, then a court order is issued.
They are not, the National Security Agency is not listening to Americans' phone calls, and it is not reading Americans' emails. None of these programs allow that. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act and that part of that 702 says it is expressly prohibited by law that you can read and wholly surveil domestic email traffic in the United States.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded, and the storage capability of these systems increases every year consistently by orders of magnitude. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
Government law enforcement, namely the FBI, NSA, DHS, and TSA, illegally read our correspondences and listen to our communications while sexually fondling our families, all in the name of national security, which pitifully adds up to national insecurity. We have a military that is exponentially raping female soldiers, wives of soldiers, and any female unfortunate enough to live near a military base.
View. I don't know how you can say that having 19,000 sexual assaults and rapes a year is discipline and order. I do not understand how you can say that of those 19,000 cases, to only have approximately 2,400 even reported, because the victims tell us that they are afraid to report because of retaliation and the blame they will get and the scorn they will get from their colleagues, is order and discipline. And I really cannot understand how 2,400 cases, only 240 of which go to trial, can be result in you believing that that authority is giving you discipline.
There is something that seems odd about the power to reject findings that came out of a jury in the absence of some major obvious problem.
Meanwhile, the quiet rollout of Bill Clinton's 1033 program, mushrooming into the NDAA, has been building the militarized police force Goliath, while genuine usurpers beat down a path to the highest branches of our government.
But I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
The problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
That is only the first 4 minutes of a 8-minute report that John Bound did that aired on the Nightly News last week. Mark Twain would be ashamed to be an American today. It's on Infowars.com, and we're going to tweet it out again at Real Alex Jones. There's another very important interview that Leanne McAdoo did and then aired Friday on the Nightly News, and that was oldest World War II vet in the world. World's oldest World War II vet speaks out. He talks about the Second Amendment, you name it. Very interesting interview. We'll get that posted to Infowars and Facebook and Twitter as well for TV and radio listeners. Shifting gears back into our top story, it all ties together. You have the West training the Free Syrian Army, which is 90% Al-Qaeda ISIS. We've had Colonel Schaefer on, others to document that. Now major think tanks, and I've got it here in my stack, have come out, Brookings, you name it, and said, yes, we confirmed In fact, here's one of them. Confirmed U.S. operation rooms backing al-Qaeda in Syria. U.S. policy think tank Brookings Institution confirms that contrary to propaganda, U.S. Saudi moderates and Turkey Qatar Islamists have been coordinating all along. And then they're coordinating and commanding the groups in America, the U.K., and the EU. So do you understand? I've told you this 500 times in the last 4 years or more. 500 conservative. And now I said you'll see him hit schools, convention centers, shopping malls, universities, things like that. And they won't have to have totally controlled groups. These are mentally ill bots hired by the jihadi commanders who themselves are funded and protected by the West and who can fly all over the world. Paul, this has reached outer limits on LSD. This has reached Twilight Zone on PCP. This has reached bonker land, DMT, crazy town, that our governments would do this publicly thinking they won't get caught or get in trouble. This is after the military figured out what was going on and said no 2 years ago. They just changed the name to ISIS, had them invade Iraq to resupply with our military ordered to drop stuff to the Kurds, but really it's to them. I mean, this is so transparent, so obvious. Cy Hirsch came out 2 years ago and said the whole bin Laden thing's fake, didn't happen. He got put under pressure. So now he's come out, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, and said, well, you know, they basically raided a safe house and, you know, shot him, but nobody else shot at him, and most of the story's not true, and those are stage photos in the Situation Room, blah, blah, blah. No, it's beyond that. Paul Watson finishing up with this and getting into the huge news of ISIS saying they're about to hit with imminent attacks, showing the bombs and the packaging of the shrapnel weapons, the fragmentation devices that they're going to use. This is unprecedented. And do you think this is a Western intelligence agency doing this to get more funding? Or do you think they're really about to green light their 200,000-man jihad force paid for by U.S., British, and EU taxpayers?
Well, there's kind of a disconnect, isn't there, Alex, where people say, well, you know, ISIS doesn't exist, it's all CIA, whatever, but we created these people by training the Syrian rebels in the first place, some of whom went on to join Jabhat al-Nusra, who then pledged allegiance to ISIS, so you can follow the trail. What's now emerging is these images of explosives, weapons, and suicide belts aren't to be found anywhere else on the internet, which suggests that these individuals on Twitter didn't just grab these pictures from Google Images and post them on Twitter. They're actual original images. And then one of the accounts that's making these threats is reportedly affiliated with another individual or an account affiliated with the Garland attack. Of course, we know that threat was tweeted out 15 minutes before the first shots were fired. So it appears that this is a genuine threat. It's not just wannabe ISIS sympathizers. It's actual terrorists who are tweeting out these images of explosives. Most of the accounts have now been suspended since we put our article out. But it's a drastic concern because we saw it happen just over a week ago in Garland.
And we had our Facebook suspended. It was going to be for a lengthy period, but backlash, they put it back up because we were exposing these groups. I mean, there's a clear bias against free speech. And folks, listen, the government knows what's going on. The establishment knows. Even the decompartmentalized, you know groups out there don't really like what's happening. It's very small criminal groups that are doing this, and most of the government is compartmentalized. The reason this show is so popular amongst government around the world is they know we know what we're talking about. And imagine, they can't go anywhere else and hear these real issues actually broken down. But it's not because we're special. It's because the mainstream media is bought and paid for. And as the late Gore Vidal, who I had the pleasure to interview five different times, once in person, an amazing mind, to keep information from the public is the function of the corporate media, Gore Vidal. And boy, talk about the apple falling far from the tree. That's Al Gore's uncle. But he exposed 9/11 as an inside job. He exposed synthetic terror and how the West was funding jihadi groups. And now it's all come out 14 years after we first broke it, that Saudi Arabia, bare minimum, was protected and allowed the attacks of 9/11 to take place and financed them. And for that, I was royally demonized, royally attacked. I had the system go after me at every single level. And I'm not here wanting you to say, oh, thank you, you're a hero. I want you to understand the intel we've got, the understanding we've got, the info we've got, the narrative we've got is dead bang on. We know the enemy. We know who they are. We know the globalist master plan. We know their long-term program. We know their tricks. We know their playbooks. We understand their operations. And that's why every day, 200 to 500 news articles misrepresenting, lying, building straw men, attacking us. The globalists are really freaked out because they know that we got their number. They know that people like Cy Hirsch were in communication with us, asking us questions about sources and things like that. They know I've got real sources. They've tried to dry them all up, but people are just sick of it and are talking. What do you think Governor Abbott knows? What do you think Senator Cruz knows? As much as I know, they know even more. And here's my job, and here's Paul Watson's job, and here's my great Cruz job. We're here to make it safe to talk about this stuff, to hit the barbed wire first, to lead the assault team in the info war, to take the machine gun nest, the pillbox. We're here to take the heat, walk point, come under attack, hit it, get everybody looking at the documents so that it's safe for everybody else to follow. And that's fine. I'm charging all the way in, leading the assault. But just understand, we are the tip of the spear, the very front line. And if we can hold the globalists back and expose their programs and expose the private Federal Reserve and expose the globalists and get other talk show hosts doing it and other writers and research doing it, there'll be so many of us, we'll reach critical mass, they can't stop us or shut us all down. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've already crossed that point and the enemy was arrogant, and that's why they're freaking out right now. And listen, I'm angry behind the scenes. I'm frustrated. I want to do a better job. I want to reach more people. I want to be able to give you all the research and data. I want to defeat these people. This is real. This isn't a game. It's not an act. This is the real deal. Because I've looked at the enemy. I've looked in the enemy's eyes. I've studied the enemy. Paul Watson, spend a few minutes. We're going to let you go. I appreciate your time and the great work you're doing. You've been hammering out articles. You wrote a quick one while we were busy, when you were on hold for 20 minutes. Seymour Hirsch flashback, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. We're also posting separately where we expose the full hoax of the Bin Laden killing. We're going to post those interviews up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because, quite frankly, I like Cy Hirsch. But we're the ones that exposed it day two. We're the ones that had the Navy SEAL families on. We're the ones that took the risk. And we're just so conservative about ourselves here that we won't even ever, ever talk about what we've done or what we've been right about. There is a law that I can't break somehow, like a force field to take where we said what was happening and ever expose that we were right. But we're going to break it today. The videos will go up in their own article on Infowars.com. Paul Watson, before we go to break, the state of the world, where do you think the elite are? What do you think is unfolding right now?
Well, geopolitically, they're pouring gasoline on the fire, Alex. I mean, look at this headline out of CBS from 4 days ago. U.S. troops begin training Syrian rebels to fight ISIS. After everything we've been through, after the Libya catastrophe, after the near mutiny in the U.S. military before the invasion, the attack on Syria, which was stalled at the last minute, they're still sending U.S. troops to train these rebels, flooding the region with weapons, arming the rebels who have defected to ISIS and these other jihadist groups time and time again. And then you look at what's happening in Ukraine. Wall Street Journal last month reported U.S. Army starts to train Ukraine units. you actually dig into who these units are, these brigades, it's the Azov Battalion, which like to string people up on crosses and set fire to them. We had the video last month literally nailing one of these separatist fighters to a cross, setting fire to him as he burned to death. Those are the people that US troops are now training in Ukraine. They're doing the same thing with more bloodthirsty militants in Syria. So how could we be surprised that these attacks, which thankfully in the case of Garland have proven to be sporadic and limited so far, but how can we be surprised that these attacks are now going to be hitting the West after our own governments have encouraged this for years and years at every single turn?
And the motive is let them attack, have the mainstream media never point out that our own governments funded them, created them, protected them, and allow them to attack, and then bet your bottom dollar we're going to be attacked when more attacks happen, Paul, for pointing out that our government allowed it to happen bare minimum.
And now these ISIS jihadists, here's a tweet. Americans take pride in carrying handguns. What's your little gun going to do when an IED explodes, spraying shrapnel faster than sound? So they're now demonizing the Second Amendment.
Oh, they're total cowards.
Exactly.
And our government's going to say, roll over, give your rights up when we get attacked. When we get attacked by their ISIS slobs, we're going to hold our traitorous government accountable. We're putting the narrative out now, and we've been doing it for 4 years. So when your jihad force, globalist, hits America and the Europe, you're going to get the blame. You hear that, Obama? You hear that, Henry Kissinger? You hear that, all of you? Northcom, Southcom?
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
and so much faith. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
I'm in here during the break. I'm looking at all this news. I know the globalist plan. I know what they're going to do, how they're going to take us over, how they're going to enslave us. I've already seen 80% of their plan put in place in the last 20-plus years. And I just knocked my microphone right off the table and broke it. Just involuntarily, because I'm so frustrated watching these crimes be committed, watching our prosperity, our security, our freedom destroyed. I have three children. Thank God we had a couple backup mics. I mean, this is real, folks. Do you understand? Our government's been hijacked. It funded Al-Qaeda to come in out of the East in Benghazi and to take over that country and to kill tens of thousands of innocent people, to destabilize it and destroy it. And they go, ooh, we screwed up. That's the plan for the whole Middle East. That's the plan for here. Our government's putting radicals in. They're giving the radicals their bounty for being part of 9/11 and taking the blame for that false flag. This is them being paid off. Saudi Arabia being given the whole Middle East, who were British intelligence. You can go to YouTube and just type in Alex Jones Breaks Down History of the Saudis from about a year ago, and I go over how they took over the whole Middle East, how they were going to attack us, what they're going to do. In fact, that's one place to find all this. How in 1903 they started. By 1933, they had the whole Middle East, British intelligence funding them. This is a plan. Paul Watson's wrote about it. We've broken it down, and we're seeing it. Paul, that's when I knew. They were giving them real weapons. Recruiting out of the West, letting them fly back and forth. It was so clear. How do they launch the next terror wave? How do they make it bigger than 9/11? Well, you just turn loose tens of thousands of jihadis in your country and then let them hit you. Paul, do you think the establishment in closing can get away with this?
Well, yeah, if they continue doing it, I don't see what's stopping them. I mean, we've got politically correct concern about, oh, there are these thousands of young people, impressionable young people, going over to Syria to fight for ISIS. How are we going to get them back? Why the hell would we want them back?
There are BBC articles about we need to bring back the jihadis and put them through a seminar to de-radicalize them. That's the cover to bring them back to attack, Paul.
It's amazing.
I got an idea. They're over there blowing up churches and killing people. How about we grab them when they come back, and if they've committed crimes, how about we give them a trial and execute their ass for war crimes? How about a Nuremberg trial? And how about a Nuremberg trial for the people that trained them in our government? How about that, Paul? That's what sounds good to me.
And then the whole narrative in the media is, you know, Pamela Geller was being provocative for drawing these cartoons. It's not about the frigging cartoons when you've got ISIS members who are linked to the Garland attack, openly threatening to attack London, giving precise locations, and CNN still, you know, impugning Pamela Geller for holding this Muhammad art exhibit. So we can't rely on the mainstream media to draw attention to any of this because they've failed to do so time and time again. In the interest of political correctness, where any criticism of Islam is treated as a hate crime, as Islamophobia.
Meanwhile, Kurt Nimmo's got the headline, dubious ISIS terror threat as Patriot Act comes up for reauthorization. I agree with that overall, but no. It's terror wind-up toy released to menace America into accepting the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Paul Watson, thank you so much. Great job. We'll be back with the second hour. And David Icke, stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWars Live.